Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We are in Exodus chapter 22, just one verse today, verse 28. Exodus chapter 22, verse 28. It says, "You shall not revile God nor curse a ruler of your people." Let me say this to you again. You shall not revile God nor curse a ruler of your people. Now, we would all agree with the first half of this verse. I mean, we're not to revile God, but never curse a ruler of the people. But what if they're bad? I mean, we can understand that we don't revile God because God's God and he's holy and he's right and just and all that, even though in our flesh we still sometimes question him. But we would hopefully say, well, I would never intentionally do that. But Jim, why would God say don't curse a ruler of your people? Sometimes the rulers are bad. Well, here's why. Remember, cursing a ruler of your people is cursing God who set up government. You know, the Bible actually tells us this. Cursing a ruler of your people is cursing God who has set up the whole idea of authority and government. Listen to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. It says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you'll receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he doesn't bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." You know, the Bible actually says we're to hold in high esteem those who are in authority over us in the church as well. We're to respect those who are over us in the Lord. We're to obey our leaders. The Bible's real clear that God is the one who has instituted authority. And in the government, in the secular realm, and in the church, we're to respect those who are over us. Because by respecting them, we're actually respecting God, who actually is the one who set up government. Now, we do know, if you've done a full study on this, if the government tells you to do something that's contrary to what God says, well, then you follow God and not man. But for the most part, we have to understand the government's going to make decisions we don't like. And we need to humble ourselves and submit to them if it doesn't contradict God's word. Paul understood this law. Listen to what he said. He actually is going to quote this passage we just looked at when in Acts 23, verses 1 through 5, and in looking intently at the council, Paul said, "Brothers, I have lived my life before God in all good conscience up to this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded that those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, 'God is going to strike you, you whitewashed wall. Are you sitting to judge me according to the law, yet contrary to the law you order me to be struck?' Those who stood by said, 'Would you revile God's high priest?' And Paul said, 'I didn't know, brothers, that he was the high priest. For it's written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" This was a wicked man. And he had Paul struck. And Paul got mad and called him a whitewashed wall. He reviled him. And they said, "Would you talk that way to the high priest?" And Paul didn't say, "Well, he's a bum of a high priest," or, "I have no respect for him because he doesn't follow God." No, Paul said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was the high priest. If I knew he was the high priest, I wouldn't have done that, because the law says," and we just read it today in Exodus 22, verse 28, "the law says you shall not revile or curse the ruler of your people." And Paul humbled himself before Ananias, even though Ananias was wicked. Jesus looked at Pilate and said, "You'd have no authority over me unless it was given to you from above." In other words, I'm not looking at you, Pilate. I'm looking at my Father. Folks, we need to have the same attitude. God's the one who's in control. He's the one who set up authority. He's the one who set up governments. And he'll deal with those who were wicked. He'll deal with those who were righteous. And we are to be righteous in how we respond reverently to those in authority over us. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.